So by manifesting the Sadbuja form to Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and by revealing it to the world through him, he's destroying all our misconceptions and attracting him back to his eternal loving service. One day, Lord Chaitanya, early morning, came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house near the Sweta Ganga in Jagannath Puri with Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Sarvabhauma was still sleeping. The Lord knocked, and Sarvabhauma, immediately upon awakening, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Ah, this is very nice. No aham brahmasmi, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And the Lord offered him Jagannath's prasad, immediately picked it up, offered a prayer, and ate it. Lord Chaitanya said, what are you doing? You are a very, very high-class Brahmin. You follow all the codes, all the standards and rituals of a Brahmin perfectly. You're the example of all these things. Brahmin has to wash his hands and wash his mouth before eating things after sleeping all night. Why did you just eat the prasad immediately? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to offer beautiful prayers and explain to the Lord that the prasad, the mercy of the Lord, is so sacred, so sanctified, that even if it comes from a distant place, even if it's stale, without any consideration of time, place, and circumstance, one should immediately honor it. Ah, Mahaprabhu was so happy. My descent into this world has become successful because a hard-hearted, dry logician like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has now understood the glory of Jagannath's prasad. So today's festival is based on this principle: honoring Jagannath's prasad. Yesterday, Gaur Purnima, we had a feast of dancing and Harikatha and so many wonderful devotees to associate with, beautiful darshans, abhishekams. And it ended with a simple Ekadasi feast. That is our tradition. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved to see his devotees taking prasad. So on this day, the Utsav of Jagannath Mishra is the day all the devotees celebrate the glorious appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by eating a grand feast in honor of his mercy. So we're not going to go late tonight, because tonight is feasting. There's chanting, dancing, feasting. We've already covered the other things, but tonight we must bring a conclusion to this festival. So the reason we don't want to go so late tonight, the reason we do not, is so that you can very nicely sit down and take your time and serve prasad. Prabhupada told us we do not eat prasad. Prasad seva. Prasad is not different than Krishna. He is manifesting himself by his mercy in the form of prasad. Are we meant to enjoy Krishna or serve Krishna? So when we sit for prasad, we make tremendous spiritual progress if we have the right consciousness. Prasad seva. We're serving the prasad that is within us. We want to be enjoyed by our prasad, not enjoy prasad. If we become enjoyed by the prasad, by our consciousness in which we are honoring it, then, water to the root of the tree, then our soul becomes blissful. So we should take this prasad knowing that this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's once a year feast. brahmacharis and other devotees preparing this feast for all of us to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So when we honor this prasad, we should really be in a spirit of service. And how do we honor, how do we serve the prasad? By our consciousness. Essentially, the heart of service is depending on our state of consciousness. We should be honoring the prasad with gratitude. I do not deserve even a single old grain or rice of Krishna's prasad. I do not deserve. This morning, His Holiness Sripad Kavi Chandra Maharaj, he told how Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, they performed tremendous tapasya for long periods of time to get one grain of prasad. But by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, so many grains are coming to us. But the human nature is, if things are easily available, sometimes we take it for granted. One grain of prasad is more priceless than all the wealth in the earth, planet, and even Indraloka. Because it's Krishna's mercy. If we honor it in the proper consciousness, it will purify our heart. It will awaken love of God within our lives. It will reveal the spiritual world to us. That's the power of prasad. If we just have the right consciousness, grateful, approaching it with gratitude, approaching it with our consciousness fixed on Krishna, Krishna's mercy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked about prasad in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He would go mad eating prasad. And he would make other people mad getting them to eat prasad. He was such a person of appreciating prasad. When he would serve his prasad, he was so enthusiastic, his hand would hold no less than what five men could eat. One handful. Haribo. He told the devotees that this prasad is permeated inside and out by the saliva from Krishna's mouth. Hare Krishna. And what could be sweeter than that? Yeyatamam prapadyante tams tataiva gacchamyaham. Krishna reveals according to how we approach. We can experience the glory of prasad by how we approach prasad, taking it in a spirit of humble service. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had understood the glory of Mahaprasad, he became so transcendentally elated. He said, my descent into this world has become successful because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has understood the glory of prasadam. From that time on, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not even tolerate the thought of impersonalism. In fact, he was editing Srimad Bhagavatam.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.